Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Wood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Friend scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Moses moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Starr now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Lawler and Moses is out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Eddie Juiced batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Juiced is 0 for 1 in the game. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to third. Fain moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses. Throws the ball into Juiced, who tags Kokos trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Shantz reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Owen Friend batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Friend applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Starr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Starr moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Joost steals second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Shantz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shantz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Seavers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses is called out on strikes. 1 out. Elmer Vallow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2. Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellett now pitching. Eddie Joost batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball towards right. Cocos catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Friend reaches second base with a double. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Summers pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Summers strikes out. 1 out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sternweiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Coco's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coco's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coco's takes first base on ball 4. Friend moves to third. Upton moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Friend scores. Upton moves to third. Coco's moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Don Lenhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shantz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Guerra trying to get to home. Wood throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Guerra, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Severs reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Friend is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood scores. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Ned Garver. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Widmer now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss juggles the ball. That's an error on Sternweiss. Chapman moves to third. Ferris Fain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fain is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hitchcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guerra is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Hitchcock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brissy now pitching. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cocos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Schirmlaller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.